Thank you, Mr. Chair. The script says in members, but Mr. Chair, AB 607 would allow real estate broker trust accounts to operate more efficiently and better protect the public. The committee analysis includes a suggested amendment that made it abundantly clear that regardless of who managed the broker trust account, that the broker is not relieved of his responsibility for the handling of those trust accounts. I agree with this clarification that it's beneficial, and I accept the suggested amendment. Under current law, real estate brokers can use employees that don't have real estate licenses, like CPAs or professional bookkeepers, to manage their broker trust accounts, so long as the broker maintains a fidelity bond to cover the account. State statute is silent on these bonds, but the Board of Real Estate, the BRE, excuse me, regulations have been interpreted to require a fidelity bond with zero deductible. Unfortunately, zero deductible bonds in the amount sufficient to cover these trust accounts simply do not exist in the general marketplace. This market reality means brokers can't get the bonds necessary to have these unlicensed employees manage their trust accounts. The zero deductible requirement hinders the public interest, since CPAs and other trusted financial professionals are ideally suited to manage these accounts, especially for larger brokerages. AB 607 codifies existing regulations, including the authorization for a broker to use unlicensed employee to manage trust accounts, provided the broker has a fidelity bond covering the account. The bill additionally fixes the problem of bond availability by clarifying the fidelity bonds required for unlicensed employees can have deductibles of up to 5%. Lastly, to ensure the public is well protected, this bill requires brokers opting to use unlicensed employee to have evidence of financial responsibility sufficient to protect against any loss subject to the deductible. AB 607 will correct a problem that's preventing effective administration of broker trust accounts, and there's no known opposition to this bill, which is supported by both the California Association of Realtors and the California Society of CPAs. Here with me to speak in support of the bill is Yelly Gavrik from the California Association of Realtors.
Hey, support.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairs. I don't want to repeat the excellent presentation by Assemblymember Dodd. So, my name is Yelly Savdagovich. I'm with the Realtors, and I can answer any questions that you may have about the bill, and we respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, any questions from the committee? As you know, we don't have a quorum yet, so we're hearing this as a subcommittee. Would you like to close?
I'll just, if you could remind everybody that I respectfully ask for their aye vote. Appreciate your help. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I want to thank my vice chair for starting the meeting. I was hung up in an assembly committee presenting a bill, which passed. And our only other author today, I believe, is Mr. DeBobne, having a few different bills.
We'll make this quick, though. So I'll just start and order a file. Mr. Chair, colleague. I just want to bring up AB 283. Thank you for allowing me to present this bill today. This is relating to local agency deposits. I'm pleased to accept the amendments noted in the committee analysis, which add a sunset clause. This measure provides greater flexibility for local governments and depository institutions when it relates to the deposit of a local agency's surplus funds. The goal of this measure is to create parity by aligning the statutory treatment of demand deposit accounts or certificates of deposit relative to the maximum percentage of surplus funds that may be deposited with a depository institution using a placement service, so that each deposit product shall not exceed 30% of the local agency's surplus funds. I know that's complicated, but it really is a simple objective. By way of background, certificates of deposits are time deposits that have a maturity date, and demand deposit accounts are savings and checking accounts. Demand deposit accounts are more liquid sources of deposits that have potential to create flexibility managing cash flows depending on the fiscal needs of the local agency. Accordingly, I'm eliminating an unhelpful concentration limited placed into the provisions of law dealing with the demand deposit accounts that has hampered local agencies' ability to place surplus funds in those type of accounts. So I respectfully ask your aye vote, and I do have two supporters of the bill here to clarify any of the statements today.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dobovny. Before we hear from any witnesses, we have a quorum now, so I will ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Block?
Here.
Block here. Senator Vidak?
Here.
Vidak here. Galgiani? Galgiani here. Hall? Hueso? Lara? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell here.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Mr. Dobovny is presenting on AB 283. He's just made his presentation, and now we'll move to witnesses in support.
Mr. Chair and Senators, Kevin Gould with the California Bankers Association. We are a co-sponsor. This has been a long partnership that we've had with the California Independent Bankers, streamlining and updating various provisions within the local agency deposit statutes. This is effectively a measure that improves the ability to collateralize against local agency deposits for community banks. The Assemblymember did a great job at articulating the reason for this legislative solution, and the committee analysis is very well written, and so we would simply just be prepared to answer any questions you may have and respectfully request your I-vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Margaret Gladstein on behalf of the California Independent Bankers. I echo Mr. Gould's comments. I'd also like to add that the time deposit program has historically been very helpful for California's community banks by helping local agencies that choose to do business with their community banks and keep those dollars working within those communities. So we thank the author for bringing it forward and the committee for working with us on this and ask for an I-vote.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Questions from committee members? Mr. Dobovny, you may close.
I simply ask for your I-vote.
Thank you. With that, I will ask the staff to please, Secretary, please call the roll. Oh, we don't have a motion, do we? That's an important step, yes. Moved by Senator Vidak. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass with amendments. Senator Block?
Aye.
Senator Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hall? Hueso? Lara? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye.
We're out.
Okay, that's 4-0. The bill is out. We'll keep the roll open for additional votes. We'll now move to your next bill, which is AB 1446.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I bring before you AB 1446, California Finance Lenders Law. This is first and foremost, let me tell you, I'd like to offer as an author's amendment the technical amendment mentioned in comment 5 in their committee analysis. This amendment will strike reference to section 2213 and instead reference this as this division. So that's one technical amendment I'd like to make before I bring forward the reason that I brought the bill up today. AB 1446, however, is a simple bill that clarifies the authority of the Commissioner of Business Oversight to issue detest and refrain orders under the California Finance Lenders Law for the violation of an order or regulation made pursuant to that law. This authority that the Commissioner already has under several other laws, including the Deferred Deposit Transaction Law, Residential Mortgage Lending Act, and the Check Sellers, Bill Payers, and Prorators Law. I respectfully ask for your aye vote today.
Thank you. Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Any questions from the committee or comments? Seeing none? The bill has been moved. That's an important step. Mr. Dobovny, you may close.
I respectfully ask your aye vote to make this clarification our law.
Thank you. With that, the bill has been moved, and I will ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Motion is due pass with amendments to appropriations. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hall? Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Lara? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. 5.
So that 5-0, the bill is out, but we'll keep the roll open for absent members. And I assume you're doing the Banking Committee bill?
Yep. So.
Okay, that's number 8, AB 1517. Mr. Dobovny.
Mr. Chair, colleagues, I finally bring before you AB 517. This is Assembly Banking and Finance Committee bill. This measure addresses a number of technical deficiencies in existing law to allow the Department of Business Oversight to better administer the laws under its jurisdiction. As the committee analysis points out, the Governor's Reorganization Plan 2 abolished the Department of Corporations and the Department of Financial Institutions and created the Department of Business Oversight. The powers and responsibilities of corporations, financial institutions, and their respective commissioners are now vested in the newly created DBO and its commissioner. Previous enacted legislation enacted many of the necessary changes to implement GRP 2, but did not address all the necessary conforming changes to properly reflect the agencies and departments created as a result. AB 1517 would address this and correct the drafting errors from previous legislation. Additionally, this bill would make six changes that have been listed in the analysis. I will not, trying to be brief, not read all of them today, but I can't answer any questions that you might have on those six changes. With that, I'd like to respectfully ask for an aye vote, simply to make sure that we give the commissioner of the DBO the authority that has been vested in this new committee, and make sure that that authority is also transparent, and make sure we have a seamless law that makes sure that the corporations she oversees and financial institutions she oversees understand what her jurisdiction is as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dubovnik. The bill's been moved. Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Any questions or comments from committee members? Okay, the bill's been moved. Ask Secretary to please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to appropriations. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hull? Hueso? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye.
So that passing 5-0, you have enough votes to get out, but we will hold the roll open a bit longer. We have two more bills, or two more actions to take. First of all, thank you, Assemblymember.
Thank you.
Two more actions to take. Assemblymember Dodd presented AB 607, which was item number two. We heard it in subcommittee. We have since gained a quorum. So I will ask, is there a motion? Bill's been moved. Now I'll ask Secretary to please call the roll.
Motion is due pass with amendments to appropriations. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hull? Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Lara? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye.
Yes. First, it's 5-0. The bill is out. We'll keep the roll open a bit longer for absent members. Yes, Mr. Hueso. It pleases the chair greatly. Okay, the consent calendar has been moved. Will Secretary please call? Oh, let me just announce what it is. Item number three, which is AB 792 by Chu. Item number four, AB 1113 by Chow. Item number five, AB 1292 by Dubovnik. And item number seven, AB 1471 by Perea. Been moved by Senator Hueso. Please call the roll.
Do pass. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hull? Hueso? Lara? Oh, sorry. Hueso, aye. Lara? Morrell? Morrell, aye. Was that an aye?
Okay.
Five.
Okay, show that passing 5-0. We will hold the roll open for additional members. Let's go back. I think there might be one or two votes we don't have all the members on. If you could call the items where we don't have five votes. Yes. And you voted aye. No, Dubovnik. Dubovnik is the Yeah, Dubovnik is chair of the Assembly Banking Committee, so he presented.
Assembly Bill 283. Senator Hull. Hueso. Hueso, aye. Laura. That one is five.
Okay, that's 5-0. We'll hold it open for absent members. So have you all voted on all the bills so far? You have? Okay. We will wait for 5 minutes for Mr. Hall and Mr. Lara. And Sergeant, I'm sure you've already called them, but.
They're both coming.
Okay. Okay, the absent members are here. Mr. Hall, welcome. We will now go back through the items, beginning with item number one. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 283. Senator Hall. Senator Hall, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. That is 7.
That is 7-0. Bill is out. Close the roll. Item number 2.
Assembly Bill 607. Senator Hall?
Aye.
Senator Hall, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. That's 7.
That's 7-0. That bill is out. Close the roll. The next item, items 3, 4, 5, and 7 are on consent. So we'll vote now on the consent calendar.
Motion is due pass. Senator Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. That's 7.
Show the consent calendar passing 7-0. Close the roll. Move now to item number 6.
Assembly Bill number 6? 1446. Due pass with amendments to appropriation. Senator Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Lara? Laura, aye. That's 7.
Show that passing 7-0 and close the roll. Last item on the agenda now, item number 8.
Assembly Bill 1517, due pass to appropriations. Senator Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. And Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye.
Show that passing 7-0. The bill is out. Close the roll. If there's nothing else for the committee, this meeting's adjourned.